eye training to improve eyesight. 10 simple exercises in only 15 minutes. To improve and normalize your vision abilities by 1 diopter, will require daily practice for approximately 1 month. First, gaze up and down. Keep your head straight, don't lean back. The gaze is directed upwards. And in your imagination, you continue the eye movements under the skull up to the crown of the head. As if you are gazing there. And now, gaze down. And focus the attention on the thyroid area. Like you're looking towards your neck. We do this exercise 10 times in each direction. One, the view to the crown. The view down to the thyroid. Two, now up to the top. And now look down again. Three, view up. The view down. Four, now look to the top. And down. Five, all the way up again. And down. Now, we imagine that we are standing in front of a large world map. North is up. South is down. 6. The view to the north. And then the view all the way to the south. 7. Now look up again to the north. And now look down south. 8. The view to the north. The view to the south. 9. Now north again. And south. 10. To the north again. And finally to the south. Is that smile still there? Outstanding. 2. The pendulum clock. Look to the left. The eyes look to the side. But the attention is behind the left ear. Then look to the right. And now, the attention is behind the right ear. We do this exercise 10 times in each direction. 11. Gaze all the way to the left. Then look all the way to the right. 12. Now look all the way to the left again. And now look all the way to the right again. 13. Gaze all the way to the left. Gaze all the way to the right. 14. Now all the way to the left. And all the way to the right. 15. Again all the way to the left. And all the way to the right. Now we look at the big world map. West is to the left. East is to the right. 16. The view all the way to the west. And the view all the way to the east. 17. Now look to the left in the western direction. And now look to the right in the eastern direction. 18. The view west. The view to the east. 19. Now west. And east. 20. To the west again. And finally to the east. Third squint. We look up, to the point between the eyebrows. Where the third eye is. And then look straight ahead. But the attention goes to both sides at the same time. This trains your lateral vision ability. Then we look at the tip of our nose. And again look ahead. And keep the attention on both sides at the same time. We repeat it 10 times. 21. Look up upward to the third eye. Then look straight ahead and focus on both sides. And then look all the way down to the tip of the nose. Look ahead, and pay attention to both sides. 22. Now, look up again. The view into the middle and the attention to the sides. And now look all the way down again. The view in the middle, attention to both sides. 23. The look to the third eye. The view into the middle, with your attention to both sides. The view to the tip of the nose. The view into the middle, attention to both sides. 24. Now up to the top. In the middle. And all the way down. In the middle. 25. All the way to the top. In the middle. And down. And finally the view into the middle and attention to both sides. Now let's imagine that our head is a globe, a large world map. Between the eyebrows is the North Pole. On the tip of the nose is the South Pole. If we look straight ahead, we see the equator, and we turn our attention simultaneously to the west and east. 26. The view to the North Pole. The view to the equator, and we direct our attention simultaneously to the west and east. And then the view to the South Pole. The view into the middle around the equator. 27. Now, look up again. To the equator and the attention around the equator. And now look all the way down again. The view around the equator. 28. The view to the North Pole. The view to the equator. The view all the way to the South Pole. The view to the equator. 29 now to the North Pole. The view to the equator. And all the way to the South Pole. To the equator. 30 to the North Pole again. To the equator. And to the South Pole. And finally the look around the equator again. 4 large circles. With a smile, we make circular movements with the eyeballs. The head and tongue remain immobile. Imagine a sizable gold-colored eye. The golden color helps restore eyesight. First in one direction. Guide your gaze on the featured golden dial. Move your eye slowly from the number 12, over the number 3 towards the 6, and over the number 9 back to the 12, so that the circle becomes round, and executed in a smooth movement. We do the exercise 5 times clockwise, and then another 5 times counterclockwise. 31 one round clockwise, 32 one round to the right, 33 once in a clockwise direction, 34 once to the right, 35 and then again clockwise. Did you keep your tongue calm? Yes, then continue in the other direction. From number 12 over the 9 to the 6. Continue to number 3 and back to the 12. 36 one round counterclockwise. 37 one round to the left. 38 once counterclockwise. 39 another round counterclockwise. 40 finally, once more counterclockwise. Now twinkle your eyelids very lightly. 6 relax with closed eyes. First warm up your palms. To do this, rub your hands together. Keep rubbing and bring your hands to your eyes. Create a bowl with the palms of your hands, which you put over your eyes. The pinky fingers are crossed on the bridge of the nose. Correct the hand position, so that no light penetrates. And at the same time so that the eyelashes do not touch the palms of the hands. Then close your eyelids with a feeling of gratitude. The energy from the palms goes straight to the eyeballs. We keep the head straight. And the tongue is quite relaxed and immobile. Now repeat the same exercise in both directions with your eyes closed. In our hearts, we feel joy about it. That we see better when we open our eyes again. 51 one round clockwise. 52 one round to the right. 53 once in a clockwise direction. 54 clockwise once. 55 and once again clockwise. And now in the opposite direction. 56 one round counterclockwise. 57 another round to the left. 58 once counterclockwise. 59 another round counterclockwise. 60 finally once again counterclockwise. Did you keep your tongue calm? No. That means you have to start all over again. Ha 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 ha. Do the exercises slowly, but with joy, a smile, and a feeling of gratitude. 7th the butterfly. The eyes are open. The movement of the eyes must be as great as possible. We guide the gaze as follows. Into the upper left corner. Into the lower left. Into the upper right corner. Into the lower right. And back to the top left corner. So that the sequence of movements creates the shape of a butterfly. An absolute prerequisite for this exercise is to keep the head and hands are immobile. We only work with our eyes. 61 to the upper left corner. To the lower left. To the upper right corner. To the lower right. 62 to the upper left corner. To the lower left. To the upper right corner. To the lower right. 63 to the upper left corner. To the lower left. To the upper right corner. To the lower right. 64 to the upper left corner. To the lower left. To the upper right corner. To the lower right. 65 to the top left. Down to the left. To the top right. And down to the right. We look at the world map again. Northwest is top left, southwest is lower left. Northeast is top right, and southeast is bottom right. 66 towards the northwest. Towards the southwest. Towards the northeast. towards the southeast. 67 to the top left. Down left. To the top right. Down to the right. 68 towards the northwest. Towards the southwest. Towards the northeast. Towards the southeast. 69, northwest. Southwest. Northeast. Southeast. 70, and now again towards the northwest. Towards the southwest. Towards the northeast. And finally to the southeast. 8th, the inverted butterfly. And now the other way around, in the opposite direction. 71 into the lower left corner. To the upper left. Into the lower right corner. To the upper right. 72 into the lower left corner. In the upper left. Into the lower right corner. In the upper right. 73 into the lower left corner. In the upper left. Into the lower right corner. In the upper right. 74, down to the left. To the top left. Down to the right. To the top right. 75, down to the left. To the top left. Down to the right. To the top right. And we continue to practice with the world map. 76, toward the southwest. Toward the northwest. Toward the southeast. Toward the northeast. 77, down to the left. To the top left. Down to the right. To the top right. 78, toward the southwest. Northwest. Toward the southeast. Northeast. 79, southwest. Northwest. Southeast. To the northeast. 80, and one more time to the southwest. Toward the northwest. Toward the southeast. And finally to the northeast. Then we relax our eyes. To do this, we twinkle diligently, but effortlessly with the eyelids. Ninth sign of infinity. Now we draw with our eyes the shape of a laying eight. Or an infinity symbol, of the greatest possible extent. 10 times in one direction, and then, into the other. Twinkle with your eyes often and very easily. Keep your head, hands, feet, and tongue still. Smile, and off we go. 81, a laying eight, in one direction. 82, an infinity sign. 83, a laying eight. 84, a laying eight. 85th, and once more an infinity sign. And now we repeat the entire exercise 5 times in the opposite direction. 86, a laying eight, in the opposite direction. 86, an infinity sign in the opposite direction. 87, a laying eight. 88, an infinity sign. 89, a laying eight. 90, and the last infinity sign. 10th, the standing eight. Now let's draw a standing eight with our eyes. Please do not overwork. Is the smile still there, outstanding? 91 is standing eight, in the first direction. 92 is standing eight. 93 is standing eight. 94 is standing eight. 95 and another standing eight. And now we repeat the entire exercise 5 times in the opposite direction. 96, a standing eight, in the other direction. 97, a standing eight. 98, a standing eight. 99, a standing eight. 100, and the last standing eight. 11th, relaxation. Twinkle lightly, without tension. Is that smile still there? That is great. Reheat your palms. To do this, rub your hands together. Keep rubbing and bring your hands to your eyes. Put your hands on your eyes, so that no light penetrates. The energy from the palms goes straight to the eyeballs. Then close your eyelids, relax the eyelids and face. The jaw and tongue are loose, all muscles are relaxed. Please establish a state of relaxation, calm, thoughtlessness, and emptiness. You can let go of anything, accompanied by the feeling of gratitude. And in your heart, you feel joy and gratitude for the eye training to improve eyesight. And that you see better when you open your